Studebaker, winner of the 1955 Mobile Gas Economy Run Grand Sweepstakes, brings you Amos and Andy. Yeah. The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, transcribed, and featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Roy Glenn Sr., Lud Gluskin's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy! Contrary to public opinion, it's not all squabbling and fighting at the home of George Kingfish Stevens, his wife Sapphire, and her mother. For instance, tonight the family has gathered around the piano for a musical evening of vocalizing.
I see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room. I never guessed that nestles where the roses bloom.
Sapphire and me, and Mama makes sweet.
We're happy in our blue heaven.
That was very nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad harmony, considering the fact that we had to carry old Gravel Throat with us there.
I wouldn't say nothing if I was you with your obnoxious obligato. You couldn't find the right key if you was a desk clerk in a two-room hotel.
George, that's enough. Mama's got a beautiful voice.
Well, she'd be a lot better off if she'd put the soft pedal on that basso disgusto of hers. Sound like a peep stuck in a hog wallet.
Now, look, George, this is the last straw. I'm sick and tired of you talking to Mama that way. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
You afraid you're going to ask me to leave? Well, that is a laugh. Ha ha. It so happens this is my home, and I have the legal right to reside therein. And when I is herein, ain't nobody going to throw me there out whosoever.
Is that so, Baldy?
Yes, sir. Nobody put me out, Big Mouth, because this is my home. Man is king in his own domain.
Daughter, would you mind opening the door while I abdicate the Duke of Windsor here?
Now, wait a minute, child. Hold it, Mama, hold it.
There's the door, Mama.
Now, for you, son-in-law.
Mama, let go of my coat. Let go of my trousers. Help.
Out on the land.
Now, watch it, Mama. There's six flights of stairs there.
Timber!
Help, help, help.
Distance, daughter. This time he went right through the vestibule door.
So your mama-in-law done throwed you out the apartment again, huh?
Yes, and there's 89 steps to the street. Hmm. The ones I didn't catch with my head, I got with my sacroiliac.
Well, them is two beautiful lumps you got on your noggin there.
It hurt.
That bald head of yours looked like a camel squatting down in a sand dune.
Well, I'm going to fix Sapphire for this, though. I ain't going to call up. I threw with her. I'm going to let her suffer.
Explain to me how you're going to fix her now.
Well, now, listen, Andy. Every time she do something like this, she regret it. Why, she's sitting up there in the apartment right now, crying her eyes out about me.
You're going to give her the silent treatment?
Huh? Oh, certainly I'm going to give her the silent treatment. You got to treat a woman like a hound dog. Hey, you be nice to them, and they ain't no good. You treat them mean, they come around licking your hand, begging for favors.
Now, wait a minute. I don't know about that. You know, we had a hound dog, and Papa was always treating it mean. But the dog was always begging to get on Papa's lap. Then one day, Papa give in, and we found out why the dog was begging to get up there all those years. He bit Papa right smack in the neck.
Oh, no, Sandy, I know my women, I tell you. I know them like a book. Sapphire be calling me up saying, Oh, you gotta come back to me. Oh, you gotta. I was heartbroken. Please, George, please. Oh, George.
Holy smoke. If she's gonna carry on like that when you go back, you better take a net with you. You're pretty sure of yourself, ain't you?
Oh, you'll see, Anna. She'll be calling me. She'll come crawling like a hound dog.
I'll get it off.
Yeah, like a hound dog.
Hello? Oh. Hey, Kingfish. Rover is on the phone.
See there, Anna? There's something for you. I told you she'd call me up, and that's what she done. There, she done called. Oh, I knows my women. Watch me toy with her. Give me the phone. I'll play with her like a cat with a ball of string here. Listen to this. Well, woman, now that you has called me, I guess you what's that? You don't need me. You got a job. The moving van do what? My clothes out in the street. Bag and bag. Seen the judge. Yeah, I'll get him then. Yes, Rover. I mean, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
What happened, Kingfish? Is the moving people gonna help her climb up in your lap?
Oh, Annie, she says she's gonna throw my things out in the street and sue me for separation.
You know, Kingfish, I've been thinking here. Her throwing you out all of a sudden like this. You think by any chance maybe she's interested in another man?
What, Anna? My way of interested in another man when she got me? Ha. Look at me, Anna. Look, there. Turn around and look at me. Women has always been crazy about me. I got charm. I got personality. I got good looks. Hey, you know the old saying, you build a better mousetrap, the world will be the path to your door. Oh, Sapphire trying to bluff me down. Oh, I'll show her. I'll go up there, pack my clothes, and get out of there. I'll show her. Come on, you can give me a hand up at the place. Come on, go up there with me.
Yeah, well, Kingfish, I've been thinking here, you know. I know it's true about the better mousetrap and everything, but at your age, Sapphire might just be looking for a fresher piece of cheddar.
Oh, yeah. Well, come on in the apartment, Anna.
Yeah, look like there ain't nobody home. Guess Sapphire's out working on that new job she says she got. Hey, where's your clothes and stuff?
Well, I ain't got much stuff here, Andy. Most of it's here in this hall closet. Let me get in here. I'll just get my lot of boxes in there, Andy.
There sure is. Hey, look at this one. Benson's Men's Store. And this one here. Esquire Men's Shop.
Open that one there. Hey, what is in them boxes there? Open up some of them there.
Hey, all these boxes has got men's clothes in them, Kingfish. And they're brand new, too.
Yeah, what would Sapphire be doing with men's clothes in the closet here?
Look like there's presents for somebody. There must be $300-$400 worth of stuff here.
Holy mackerel, Andy. Sapphire bought all these presents to give to some man. Andy, you was right. It looked like she done found a better mousetrap.
Yeah, Kingfish, and it looked like she done run into a pretty romantic rodent.
Oh, yeah?
Mike Wallace reporting. Again, Studebaker wins the Mobile Gas Economy Run Grand Sweepstakes. Yes, for the second straight year, the contest board of the American Automobile Association has officially named Studebaker the Grand Sweepstakes winner in the famed Mobile Gas Economy Run. Here's proof of Studebaker's economy where it really counts, on the open road. This year's Mobile Gas Economy Run took 3 days and covered 1,323 miles. It covered every kind of road between Los Angeles and Colorado Springs. Deserts, mountains, open highway, traffic-filled cities. 22 great American cars were entered, representing every price class. All were equipped with automatic drive. And Studebaker once again won over them all, with a record of 58.6 ton miles per gallon, an astounding 27.4 actual miles per gallon. Remember, the Mobile Gas Run is the proving ground for the whole automobile industry's engineering skill. It's the cold-blooded, impartial test of gasoline mileage. And again, Studebaker's gas-saving engineering scored a sweeping victory. Again, Studebaker proved itself America's number one economy car. See the Mobil Gas Sweepstakes winner. See Studebaker, the car that leads them all in proved gasoline economy. Get all the facts at your Studebaker dealer. And get this, Studebaker is now priced right down with the lowest. Yes, low in cost, low in upkeep. The smart car to buy is Studebaker. Again, the Mobil Gas Grand Sweepstakes winner.
You sent for me, Mr. Brooks?
Yes, Mrs. Stevens. Come in. You know, for a woman who's had no previous experience, I must say you're doing a fine job for us here at the department store.
Oh, well, thank you. But you know, I don't quite understand the purpose of my job. Why do I go around to other department stores and buy so much merchandise?
Well, Mrs. Stevens, you're what we call a comparative shopper. By having someone shop in our rivals' stores, we can get a pretty good line on the competition. We'd like it all kept on the quiet, though.
I see. Well, I bought all the items on the list yesterday. 2 pairs of men's shoes, a tuxedo, a fedora, socks, and the other accessories. Of course, most of the things are in different sizes.
Oh, you bought them in different sizes. Well, that doesn't matter.
Well, I did just what you told me. I took all the clothes home, and they're in my hall closet. When shall I bring them to the store?
Oh, no, no. We don't want you to be seen coming in the store with merchandise. I'll tell you what. I'll drop around at your place later in the afternoon and pick them up myself.
Kingfish, explain to me again why you got all these men's clothes from the closet spread out on the sofa here.
Well, Andy, I want to find out what this boyfriend of Sapphire's look like. And I'm going to be able to tell from the size of his clothes and shoes what kind of a physique he got. Might be somebody I know, you know.
That's right. You can get a pretty good picture of them from the clothes, all right.
Well, Andy, we'll start here with the shoe. Let me see these tan shoes here. He wears a size 6.5.
Yeah, but, hey, look at these evening slippers here. They are size 10. This boy's feet must really swell up at night.
He must be on his feet a lot.
Yeah, well, at least we know he don't work for the government.
We ain't learned too much from the shoes, did we?
No.
Let's go on here. What's this here thing in the bag here? Yeah, hit this. Here's a pair of brown socks here. Look here.
Yeah. And look at there. Size 13. If he jams them size socks into them 6.5 shoes, he gets a nice lap over there.
Yeah, we'll lap over there. Either that, and or this boy's toes curled up on him like the front of a toboggan or something like that.
Yeah, well, I don't know what this fellow's got, but I don't think it's his feet that attracted Sapphire.
Wait a minute, sir. Andy, here's a sports shirt. Get a better picture of him from the shirt, you see. Let's hold this thing up here. Wait a minute. Let me look at the size here. Let's see. Size 14.5.
Yeah, well, hold it, Kingfish. Hold it. Here's the evening shirt there. This is size 18.5.
Seems like after sundown, this boy bloats up all over, don't he?
Yeah, he sounds like he got the all-over gout. Holy smoke, Kingfish. Look at this fedora. He got a size 9.75 head.
Yeah, and he got a size 6.5 feet, 9.75 head. And I think we better look for a boy that falls down a lot.
You know, Kingfish, with that 40-pound head of his and that waddle on Sapphire, they must make a pretty unbalanced couple, don't they?
If ever I get my hands on this man, I gonna rip him.
Yeah, wait a minute. The door.
Yeah. Too early for Sapphire coming home from the job. Probably as a mama. I gonna tell that old lady what I think of her daughter. Come on, Andy. Listen to this. Now, listen here, you old toad. Can I help you, mister?
This is the Stevens residence, isn't it?
Yeah, sir, that's right. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I've come for the clothes.
The clothes?
That's right. The clothes Mrs. Stevens bought for me yesterday.
Clothes Mrs. Stevens bought for you. Excuse me a minute. Come over here in the corner, Andy. Come on over here.
Yeah.
Tell me this. You think it's him, Andy?
I think so, Kingfish. Look at him. It's only 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he's pretty well bloated up already.
He's a big fellow, already. Wait a minute. I tell you what I'm going to do, Anna. I'm going to see if I can appeal to his better nature.
Say, what is all this?
Mister, does you happen to know that Mr. Stevens has a husband?
Well, yes, but it doesn't make any difference at all at our organization.
Organization? Holy mackerel, Andy, you hear that? They got a union.
Now you look.
Now look here. I'll fix you, you big guy. Take this. Timber!
Kingfish, you done throwed the fella down the stairs.
I ain't through with it yet, Andy. Give me them clothes. I'm going to take them down and throw them in the furnace. That's what I do. Well, I finished burning up the clothes in the furnace. Now, I'll wait here till Sapphire get home. I'll tell her.
I'm home. Are you? George Stevens, what are you doing here?
Woman, I have been waiting to talk to you. I want to tell you something.
Now, look, George, you and I are finished. I don't want to talk to you.
Now, you look here. I've been here all afternoon.
You was here all afternoon? Well, did the man come from the department store for the clothes?
Yeah, the department store.
Yes.
Clothes.
Yes, that's my new job. I buy clothes for the department store. They were in the hall closet, and my boss, Mr. Brooks, was going to pick them up. There was over $300 worth in there.
Well, goodbye, Sapphire.
George, where are you going now?
Down to join a tuxedo in the furnace.
What?
Yes, and if it gets a little stuff in here in the next few minutes, don't worry about it. It's only me. That's all.
Mike Wallace again. Once more, the winner is Studebaker. For the second straight year, Studebaker has won the Mobile Gas Economy Run Grand Sweepstakes Award. Studebaker's Mobile Gas Sweepstakes record, 58.6 ton miles per gallon, a remarkable 27.4 actual miles per gallon. Authenticated by Contest Board of American Automobile Association. Remember this, the Mobile Gas Run is America's toughest official economy test for cars. And again, Studebaker won it. Yes, here's the thrifty car to drive. Studebaker's smooth, functional road design with less wind drag and Studebaker's action power engines work together, work to give Studebaker lots more travel on every tankful. That's true on hills and highways, through deserts and cities, as the Mobile Gas Run proves. And this great economy winner is the style setter, too. Studebaker performance is absolutely breathtaking. And listen to this. Studebaker is now priced right down with the lowest. Yes, anyway, you measure value, here's the smart car to buy. Find out for yourself. Visit your Studebaker dealer and see all that Studebaker has to offer. It's the home of the Mobile Gas Sweepstakes winner. Home of the really smart car buy.
Oh, me, Calhoun, you gotta help me. This is the worst mess I done ever been in. First time that I ever hit anybody in my life. Why did I have to pick Sapphire's boss? Yeah. Oh, it's terrible. Yeah. Sapphire'll never speak to me again. Oh, me. Why did I have to get jealous over nothing again? Calhoun, when the man asks for his clothes back, what is that gonna do?
Why, that's simple. Give them to him.
Yeah, but I done burn them up.
That makes it a little harder.
Yeah, but the worst thing, what's he going to do when he finds out I was the one that hit him?
Oh, then he don't know who hit him, huh?
Oh, he never seen me before in his life, but I understand he got out one of them John Doe warrants to have me arrested for assault and battery.
Well, maybe you could get the man to think somebody else hit him.
Yeah, I might do that, but how's I going to get to someone else to think that he hit the man? The only person to pull something like that on would be... Hey, this is a great idea you got here, boy. You know, I could convince Andy that he done slugged Mr. Brooks. Yeah, I'll go over and talk to the boy right away. Calhoun, you know, when you're in a spot, you is really a quick thinker.
Oh, yeah. I always has been. Well, just last week, I was driving out in the country, breezing along about 60 miles an hour, and then all of a sudden, up ahead, I see this little pig run out in the road. Well, right then and there, I realized I only had two choices to make. I could hit that poor little pig, or I could run off the road and smash my expensive automobile. Well, I looked at that poor little piggy, and I didn't hesitate for a minute. And Kingfish, I made the only choice I could make.
Well, that was really something, Calhoun.
By the way, Kingfish, could you use about 30 pounds of pork sausage?
Say, Kingfish, explain to me again about me being the one that hit Mr. Brooks yesterday. What is that again?
Well, like I tell you, Andy, you done slugged the man up at my apartment. Knocked him right down the stairs.
Now, how come if I hit a fella that I don't remember nothing about it?
Well, Andy, the only explanation is that you was in such a blind rage that you completely forgot what happened. Oh, things like this happen to prize fighters all the time. It's what they refer to in the fisticuff circles as top-blowing amnesia, or punch-drunk heebie-jeebies, you see. Oh, Jack Dempsey had it all through the Furpo fight.
He did, huh?
Oh, yeah, when Furpo knocked him out of the ring, out into the audience, Dempsey didn't know what was going on. He sat down in the ringside seat, bought himself a hot dog, and turned to the fella next to him and said, "Who's fighting tonight, bub?"
Listen, Kingfish, listen here. Is you trying to tell me that I could have a fight, knock a fella downstairs, and not remember it?
Yes, Andy. The medical explanation is that when you get mad, the adrenal gland starts pumping adrenaline through your system. It rushes to your head, and the next thing you know, you were sitting there with a snoot full of adrenaline. That's what you got.
I is, huh?
Oh, yeah, and before you know it, it starts soaking into your brain like brandy in a fruitcake. And all of a sudden, you go, ugh. And you blacks out and start slugging.
Macko, I really hit that fella, huh?
Oh, yeah, and, well, what made you spring your sprocket was when the fella wanted to hit me. That's when you got mad.
Oh, yeah, I got mad, huh?
Oh, right. Mad? Well, I really popped out of your sockets, boy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it looked like somebody squeezing two tubes of bloodshot toothpaste. Yeah, you fainted once with your left, and then you brung up the uppercut right off the floor, and that boy took off over the banister like a saber jet.
Holy smoke, my pancreas really must have been pinging. I don't remember nothing like that.
Oh, you was a terror, Ender. I think the crowning blow was when you picked up the clothes and run down the basement and throwed them in the furnace.
throwed the clothes in the furnace?
Oh, yeah, Ender. Oh, I understand the Notre Dame football team do that sometime after a tough victory. Huh? Oh, after one big game, their opponents left the stadium in the BVDs. Yeah.
That must have been some fight if I'd done that.
Oh, great fight, and a great fight. And like to say in the fight game, to the victor, go to spoil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Joe. Yeah.
So just drop down to the police station, pick up the warrant I got for you for assault and battery, and I'll see you later, Andy.
Yeah, well, I'll get right down there and I'll, assault and battery.
Yes, Andy. Just one of them things. You might have to pay for the clothes, serve 10 or 15 days in jail, but while you were sitting in the clink, you'll have the consolation knowing you fought a good fight.
Well, I guess if I done them things, I gotta pay for them. After all, I...
Well, how is you, fellas?
Hi, Amos.
Well, hello, Amos.
Say, Amos, walk me down to the jailhouse, will you? I gotta give myself up.
Give yourself up?
Yeah.
Excuse me, boys. I just remember I gotta run down and file my income tax. I'll be back.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait a minute, Kingfish. Don't leave here now. Wait a minute. Is this got anything to do with that Brooks fella that you hit yesterday, Kingfish?
Oh, no, Amos. I hit him. I had the blind rage.
Now, look, Andy, the Kingfish hit him. He is just trying to blame it on you.
Kingfish, I feel that adrenaline snapped at my liver again.
Now, look, Andy, wait a minute. Now, unclench your fist there. Yeah, now, wait a minute. I'm going to tell you the truth. Now,
yeah,
look
tell
here.
Me something.
I had to do it to you, Andy. Now, look here. I was in terrible trouble.
If my wife finds out that I is the one that hit her boss, we'll be finished forever. I'll never be able to get back with my wife again. And I ain't got $300 to pay Mr. Brooks for the clothes I burned up neither.
Well, that was a dirty trick to pull. You shouldn't have tried a thing like this.
Well, now look, Kingfish, you was in trouble. Now, we down at the lodge hall are going to see if we can't help raise the money for you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, boys. And I'll tell you one thing. If my wife takes me back, I ain't never going to fight with her again or Mama again. I knows how to handle women now. You got to flatter them. No matter what they say, you got to tell them they is right.
Yeah, you're right there.
Oh, yeah, Amos. From now on, I'm going to turn their heads with flattery. I'm going to turn them with kindness.
Kingfish, if I was living with them two old goats, I'd want to turn their heads all right. Or mine.
Sapphire and me.
Da 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 da. And Mama makes a three.
We're happy in our blue heaven.
Oh, that was beautiful, Mama. Just beautiful. Mama never sung more beautiful, did she, Sapphire, darling?
Well, Mama, I thought you was just a little bit off key.
What nonsense. I never sing off-key. Must have been you, dear.
Now, Mama, I never sung off-key in my whole life.
Now, now, girls, little darlings, let's not have any of this.
Will you keep your big mouth shut when I'm talking to my daughter?
Yes, George, must you always butt in?
Well, I was just trying to avoid a fight here.
How dare you accuse us of fighting?
Yes, Baldy. What are you, a troublemaker?
Well, now, wait a minute.
Don't you shout it, Mother.
I'll fix him.
Let go, Mama. Let go of me. No, no, not the stairs again.
Timber! Shall we go back, Sapphire?
Yes, Mama.
Daughter.
Yes, Mama.
If you please. Dum dum da dum dum,
da 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 dum.
We threw out the bomb,
da 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 dum.
We're happy in our blue heaven.
This is Harlow Wilcox reminding you that Studebaker, winner of the 1955 Mobile Gas Economy Run Grand Sweepstakes, has brought to you Amos and Andy. And Studebaker suggests that you tune in this CBS radio station each evening, Monday through Friday, for the Amos and Andy Music Hall. You'll hear Amos and Andy at their very best, plus interviews with famous guests and lots of good popular music. Your local newspaper will give you the time of the Amos and Andy Music Hall. So remember to tune in and enjoy the fun and music and laugh with Amos and Andy.
Yes, that's right, folks. Every evening, Monday through Friday on this CBS station. Thank you and good night.
See you tomorrow night on the Music Hall.
Be sure to be with us at the same time next Sunday for the Amos and Andy Show, transcribed and directed by Cliff Powell. Now stay tuned for Armis Brooks, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.